From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Xander Pippin. Here are your top local stories for July 6th, 2026. The Bureau of Land Management reports that 3 of 4 wildfires in Nevada are now 95% contained. That includes the largest of the 4, the Grapevine Fire, which hit 26,000 acres before reaching that containment level. The last of the 4 fires burning in Lincoln County not 95% contained is the Parsnip Peak Fire. The agency says the fire's size remains unchanged, sticking around 2,200 acres with containment reaching 65%. Officials consider this a success and have shifted to a smaller firefighting team for the fire. Nevada has a new state park, and it needs a name. The Nevada Division of State Parks says the park along a 4.5-mile stretch of the Carson River will preserve the area's natural and human history while offering a variety of visitor services. That includes portions of the California and Pony Express trails, and during the 1940s, part of the property operated as an only-in-Nevada divorce ranch. The state acquired the property through a partnership with the Western Rivers Conservancy. Members of the public can offer suggestions for its new name through the state park's website. Officials will whittle them down, and then the public can vote on a name from the shortlist. The city of Sparks is expanding its goat grazing program to reduce wildfire fuels within the city. City personnel say the program is a natural alternative to chemical treatments for vegetation management. That makes it an environmentally friendly option for landowners and municipalities, KTVN-TV in Reno reports. And although it is labor-intensive, the city says the cost of using goats is comparable to mechanical or chemical methods of fuel reduction. Staff note that skilled herders will manage the goats' grazing patterns. That should ensure they target the right areas and avoid overgrazing, which can lead to soil erosion and the spread of invasive species. Kelsey Mitchell scored 27 points, Aaliyah Boston totaled 18 points and 10 rebounds, and the Indiana Fever beat the Las Vegas Aces for the first time in Las Vegas, 84-68, with a couple of All-Stars sidelined on Sunday night. Las Vegas played without Asia Wilson, the 4-time league MVP who has missed 3 straight games with an ankle injury, and Indiana's Caitlin Clark was held out for a 3rd game as she recovers from a back injury. Both players were selected to start in the All-Star game on July 25th in Chicago. Wilson and Clark are both expected back soon. Aces coach Becky Hammond said before the game that had it been a playoff matchup, Wilson would most likely have played. Clark returned to practice this week. When the U.S. men's national team steps onto the field Monday to face Belgium in the FIFA World Cup round of 16, it will do so with its star striker back in the lineup and a cloud of controversy hanging overhead. Before the weekend, there were already plenty of questions about U.S. forward Falaron Balogun and the red card he received in last week's round of 32 match against Bosnia and Herzegovina. That should have sidelined him for this game with an automatic suspension. Was his contact with the Bosnian defender's leg intentional? Had the video assistant referee followed regulations when scrutinizing the play in slow motion? Should it have been escalated all the way to a red card when the referee on the field initially thought there was no foul at all? Why had Balogun been punished so severely when other seemingly similar plays in the World Cup had avoided punishment altogether? By the time the U.S. team had arrived in Seattle, Balogun and his teammates seemed to set those questions aside and accept their fate. The American men would prepare for their biggest game in a generation without their leading scorer. Then came Sunday's 1-2 punch of stunning and controversial developments. Hear the full story by NPR's Becky Sullivan at knpr.org. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.